You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment. Very good,
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's So You Think You Can Dance After Show.
All right, welcome back to another episode of So You Think You Can Dance here on AfterBuzz TV. I'm Kristen Burt, and we are excited to have you here because it is season 11, and the first two were eliminated. We're kind of sad about that. I know, we don't want to see anyone go, but let me introduce my co-host here. Chloe West, welcome back.
Thank you so much. I had so much fun with you last night at Courtney Galliano's Beat the MS Dance Happy Hour.
Yes, we had a really good time last night, and I won one of the raffles, which was kind of fun.
Which was awesome.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a second, but we need to introduce our guest, who is back again this year. We're so glad you're here. Season 9's Audrey Case.
Yay!
Hi, sporting some good hair, too.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes. Really good hair tonight. Yes. Her outfit's cute, too. We'll have pictures later. Well, thank you for coming back and joining us, because there's so much to talk about tonight.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me again. I was so excited that you contacted me. I was like, yes, I get to go back.
I know, and I have to tell you, everyone's schedule this summer is so busy. Everyone's teaching and doing conventions and performances and trying to work around everyone's schedule is really hard. So I think we booked this like a month ago. So thank you for putting it on your calendar. We sure appreciate it. Yes, so we were at Courtney Galliano's kickoff event for the Dance Walk, which is happening September 13th. We're going to do another team for AfterBuzz TV. If anyone from Southern California wants to join us, join our team.
Please.
Tweet us or, you know, contact Chloe or I, and we'll get it all organized because it's really fun. Did you do it?
No, I've never done it before.
You got to do it. You can be on our team.
Okay, wait, when is it?
September 13th.
And it's at Palisades High School, and it's really cool because they have like a bunch of So You Think You Can Dance people there. They teach you a part of a dance. So, you know, who is there? Like, what parts do we learn?
Chelsea Hightower. I couldn't do the cha-cha to save my life.
Oh, yeah, Chelsea taught us, like, 8 counts of a cha-cha, and then we had, who did the hip-hop? I'm trying to remember.
I don't know, Robert was there, and Alex Dietrich. I mean, there were a lot of people.
It was really fun. Mark was there. I think he taught us part of a dance. Yep. And then you learn part of a dance, and then you kind of like walk, run around the field, and like it's your time to like let it sit in your head before you learn the next part. And then after you learn all the parts, then you like meet everyone in the middle of the field, and all the orchestras get on the stage, and then you do it all together, and it's really fun.
Yeah, it was really fun for a great cause, and Courtney's so passionate about it. Of course, you know she has MS herself, but she's so inspiring, and she's so grateful for everyone to be there, and I'm like, we're so inspired by you. Right. What are you talking about? She's amazing, and so September 13th, but she'll be on our show. She confirmed today, August 14th. So we're excited to
about
have her back.
About a month before, so it's perfect.
Perfect timing. All right, let's go on to the next topic, because we also have the Emmy nominations today, and 4 from So You Think You Can Dance were nominated. So congrats to Nappy Tabs, Mandy Moore, Chris Scott, Travis Wall, the 5th choreographers, Derek Huff from Dancing with the Stars. I don't think that there's a clear front runner this year. It's kind of exciting.
I would love for Chris Scott to win. I mean, he's so talented. Mm-hmm. And for a hip-hop choreographer to pull through, I think would be really cool.
Yeah, and he just comes up with, like, the most unique things, I feel like. Like, stuff that's just out of the box, you know? And you never know.
And Sand is nominated. The top 10 men.
Yes.
Very iconic from last season, so I think. And they did it on tour and everything, so.
That was one of my favorites from last season.
Yeah. It just stuck in your head. Like, and that was the first episode, so you're like, wow.
So good.
Starting off strong.
Yeah, so I think that was a great piece. Mandy Moore always does incredible pieces. Nappy Tabs had that opening number from Top 20 last year, where they went, putting on the Ritz, where they went through the everyone participated.
Yes. Is that the one that's nominated?
Yeah, that's one of them.
That was one cut, you know? That was crazy.
I thought, like, I don't even know how they would begin to, like, plan something like that. I mean,
it racing through the studio because people wind up back.
There's crossing and like I wouldn't even know where to start.
Yeah. Well, I put up all of the nominated dances up on my website, redcarpetcloset.tv. So if you want to see them, they are all there.
Awesome.
Travis, Snappy Tabs, Chris, Mandy Moore, and Derek. So.
And Kristen, you and I both tweeted about this BuzzFeed article. I know all of the fans are going to be obsessed because we're obsessed. And you know the BuzzFeed list. It's like the top 41 reasons you know you're obsessed with so you think you can dance. This is the most honest list of any BuzzFeed list ever. So I have printed it out for everyone. So this whole show, I'm going to go through each moment. And I just want to say that number 39 is you cry every show. And everyone knows on this show that I cry every show. And I'll reveal when I cried on this week. Because I didn't think it was going to happen. It comes way late.
Hashtag Chloe Tears.
Chloe Tears.
All right. Well, lots of good stuff. And, you know, we start the night off with our three judges, Nigel, Mary, and Misty Copeland's back.
Yeah.
ABT soloist. Fantastic. And we talked a little bit about this, but, you know, she was a little bit critical, but I think she gives comments that the contestants, if they're smart, they will take with them.
That's what I was saying. Like, she nitpicks, like, the littler things that are more on the technical side, which I love. Because, you know, there's always those, well, you could have more performance and this kind of stuff. But I love that she was like, you need to be more grounded and you need to watch your feet and be on your box, you know, all that kind of stuff from last week. And I love it when she's a judge.
Super smart.
Yeah. And I just can't even imagine when she says, like, the nice things to people, how they don't crumble.
Right.
You know, how they're not like, she said she likes me.
I'm obsessed with her. She's so good.
Yeah.
She's so inspiring. Is so good.
She was just a good judge. And I think she brought up all the judges' level last night because they all seemed to really get nitpicky. And I think it was Misty kind of bringing her energy. And they were like, fine, I'll step mine up. You know, it wasn't cotton candy last night.
No, it wasn't. And we dug right into the bottom three, both men and women. It was only two eliminated. I know there was a lot of confusion over the week. Is it four? Is it two? But Nigel cleared it up, like, I think, the day before. And he's like, we're only eliminating two, one male, one female. And then the three in danger female-wise were Brooklyn, Jordan, and Marlena. The boys' side, it was Casey, Nick, and Serge. Couple surprises in there. I mean, Serge has...
I'm so surprised.
He's got the whole Dancing with the Stars, like, pros tweeting for him. But it just proves if you're not voting...
Yeah.
People, you know, are going to wind up in danger.
A lot of fans were complaining on Twitter, at least, about the voting, how it's confusing this season, and people aren't exactly sure how to vote or if they were voting correctly. And so I hope that for this episode that kind of got cleared up, because that would be a real shame if people thought they were voting and then they weren't.
Yes, and you've got 20 votes on that app, and so I know it is confusing.
Like, what happened to the just like calling and
you don't call
so
anymore.
Simple. Just call. Yeah. Now it's like texting, and then you have the app, and then you have
so much going on. Yeah. And I want to just say, Nigel gave his big speech. He was a little cranky last night, I felt a little bit, but he gave a kind of a nice speech, and he gave that Winston Churchill quote where success is not final, failure is not fatal, it's the courage to pick yourself up that counts. So, I mean, I don't know if people take it when you're on the stage, if you can absorb all of that, but
I feel like there's just so much going on that I would just be like, just tell me who's in the bottom. Me who's in the bottom. That's what I would be thinking.
But hey, that, you know, quoting Winston Churchill, if that's going to win us an Emmy, because So You Think You Can Dance did get nominated as a show. And of course, our love, number one, two, three, four, and five on our BuzzFeed list, Kat Deely, was also nominated, and crossing our fingers for her because
she's so overdue.
She needs an Emmy, please.
I tweeted that out today. I was like, dear Emmy voters, just please give Kat Deely her Emmy. It's ridiculous at this point.
Right. Yeah.
And she rocked that leopard print.
Oh, yeah, with the boots.
Yeah.
Hey, girl. I also love how she tried to do our favorite part where we all say judges.
Judges.
And she just giggled because they were dressed in baseball gear. And I love that.
Good old cross promotion.
I know. That was hilarious.
All right. Let's get into the dances. We have so much to talk about. We kick off the night with Tanisha and Rudy doing a Sonia Taya jazz piece. Audrey, I'm going to start with you. What did you think?
I loved that piece. It was like one of my favorites of the night. It was that one. And then there was one more that they just like stuck out to me. But the fact that Tanisha went in as ballroom, I mean, she's so strong in other areas, which is what, like, I think will make her, like, go a long way in the competition. And I just love Rudy. Like, he's one of my favorite boys. He's such a cutie.
His personality is adorable, isn't it?
Yeah. He is a cutie for sure.
He's gonna pinch his cheeks. And I thought the dance was just, like, really strong. Like, that was the word for it, was strong.
Yeah, yeah. They came out roaring last night.
For sure. I thought the show just started off. All the good dances felt like they were at the beginning. And as the show went on, I was like, oh, that one's not good. Oh. But this one, oh, my gosh, way to start the show. And they were both strong. I think this is going to be a tough couple to beat. They are both really good. And I think that they both can do tons of different styles. Mm-hmm. So I think they're going to be a really tough couple to go against.
Right. They're both well-rounded, mm-hmm. especially because Tanisha is ballroom. She can help Rudy out, and, like, Rudy can help her. And so it's just, I feel like it's going to be good.
As I keep on going, Tanisha's a beast. She can do it all. I love that. Her attack is great. I think with Rudy, too, he's a few technique issues, but he seems to be one that's going to wind up improving a lot. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's going to be one you go, oh, wow, remember what he looked like at the beginning, what he looks like at the end? Because I feel like he's got the personality, too, to keep pushing forward, which I kind of like.
Yeah. He reminds me of Kent Boyd from season 7. Like, his personality is, like, exactly the same, I feel like. They both come off that way, and Kent went really far, so I think
he did. That's a really good comparison. I didn't even think about that. And God bless Rudy last night he was bawling his eyes out when poor Nick was voted off, and I know he tweeted out, he's like, I'm doing this now for the two of us, and it's got to be really hard to see your best friend go.
That's really sad. That, like, breaks my heart right now, thinking about him, like, crying like that. Aww.
And Nick, at the end of the episode, he was just in tears.
He was tears, too. And Serge was saying, I don't know if you noticed, but Serge was hugging him, and he was whispering something in his ear, and I just thought that was very sweet, actually. Yeah. You know, I don't know. Again, you don't know if what you're registering at that point, but I'm sure he was, you know, trying to comfort.
Yeah.
It's not easy being the first out.
No.
Oh, my gosh. And just with all your, having friends on the show and knowing that you're done, and the way Nigel did it was so abrupt. But, I mean, we could talk about that later when we talk about who got kicked off. But it was intense.
It was intense. Oh, boy. All right. But at the end of that, they did a little jazz phrase, which we kind of love, that Sonia Taya. So I hope everyone is like,
you know, attitude and the plie. Yeah. I learned it. I was at home learning it.
Why not? We should all upload it on our YouTube pages.
Okay.
Instagram.
I'll wear dance pants next episode, and we'll perform on this table right here.
Well, I don't know. Unitards seem to be making a comeback, because I saw that Sean Cheeseman piece.
I have a unitard, and I wear it a lot.
Yeah, but is it multicolored like
that? No, it's purple. Still pretty awesome.
That's great. We move into Ricky and Valerie, and with a Travis Wall contemporary piece, and it's just like, jackpot. Like,
right?
I mean,
oh my God, right?
Could you plan this? When I saw the pairing of Ricky and Valerie, I thought, amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, anyone that gets paired with Ricky is going to be super excited, but I think that this is kind of a nice pairing. I really love Valerie. I love her personality.
I love her. I wrote so, because I'm like, I like take notes as I watch the show, and then as this couple was paired, I go, oh, okay, this is the couple to beat.
Yep.
Because her personality and her talent as, like, a tapper, plus just Ricky, like, this huge anomaly that is so, you think you can dance, he's so amazing. It's like those two are the couple to beat.
I agree.
They're
going to
be awesome.
For sure. I mean, the piece was good. And then they both have personalities, you know? They're not like, they're memorable. Like, they're not like going to blend in and like fade into the background. Like, they're very like.
And they started off as favorites too, which. Yeah. I mean, on
both
this show, that goes far.
Both were shown, so.
You know what I loved about this piece, too, is that she's strong enough to partner him. There was a lot of, like, male-female partnering, which I thought was kind of nice.
Oh, my gosh. When she was standing on his legs.
I was scared.
And leaning back, that was so cool.
That back bend. I was like, I'm all in. I got it.
So cool.
I was like, oh, my gosh.
It was very, they do some stuff like that in Cirque du Soleil, where they, you know, use each other's body weight and push against and stuff. And I just loved how Travis did that, how he choreographed that in. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, she's strong enough to be able to hold his body weight and be able to do cool things like that in a dance, which is awesome.
That's great. And I think that the interesting thing, too, is Ricky and Stanley's another one. We were talking about this. They have extension that probably outshines most of the females. Maybe Carly is probably the other one that really I look at her extension. And, you know, so Valerie's going to have to find different ways to shine. And I thought she held her own in this piece. And I thought that was fantastic. So I'm excited about this pairing.
Me, too. Also, the story was very well told. Of course, I mean, Travis, that's what he's best at. Mm-hmm. But, like, I went, like, the second time I watched it, because I went through and watched it twice.
That's good.
The second time I watched it, I was like, wow, like, I really actually understand the whole story of it, of, like, her, you know, pleading for him to stay and be with her. And I just kind of, I liked it.
Aww. Yeah, and I, you know, I don't see them in the bottom three anytime soon. So, yeah. I mean, I don't know if you can ever rest easy on this show, but those two probably can.
Yeah, I mean, Misty Copeland told Ricky she loves him.
Yeah, his life is made.
Yeah, that's crazy. And then learning that he trained with Desmond Richards, I didn't know that until Nigel said it.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, when Nigel said that, I was like, okay.
Starts
I see
to make
it.
Sense. Yeah.
And like, I see that extension, like.
Complexions right there. Like, I think the complexions, like, added with Desmond Richardson used to be like, you know, Desmond in beyond 180.
Yeah. Well, 100%.
I remember it from years ago.
You know, Ricky would look at that and be like, I can do it. Yeah. Here I go. I'm going to try.
Oh, yeah.
Emilio and Bridget were next, Luther Brown, hip-hop. And I felt for poor Bridget was like, I feel you, girl. Hip-hop is hard.
Yeah.
And I love Luther Brown in pieces, but like Lou knew, like, Bridget's going to have to work really hard this week.
Yeah, I didn't love it on her. I mean, good try, Bridget. But I didn't love it on her. I almost wish she would have taped herself so she could just see that it was little changes, and a lot of it was just getting, like, sitting deeper because she was up so high so much of the time. That's, and
yeah,
Emilio
needed that plie.
Yeah, and Emilio is, like, down in it. Like, he loves dancing down in there. And so just next to each other, it was even more obvious, I think, than poor thing than if she was with, you know, somebody who maybe wasn't a hip-hop dancer.
Yeah, that's hard. Are you guys allowed to videotape your dances in rehearsal and everything?
Yeah. That's like, especially when I had hip-hop that week, there was so much videotaping going on. It was literally like every second I sat there and analyzed it and like went through, and I'm sure that they did that too. It's just sometimes, you know, it's just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's hard to feel it sometimes. I talk about that all the time. I can't feel it. Mm-hmm. So hip hop is like kind of a genre that's just like way above my skill level. But, you know, what I liked is that she didn't quit. Like, she just kept going.
Yeah.
Instead of like, oh, I just can't do this. She did what she could within her capabilities.
Yeah, she was definitely committed to like the character and everything. It just was like, there's a little bit missing from it.
Yeah, I wrote, I want more hips from her. That was, like, my big thing with her was, like, even though she was, like, she was getting all the moves correct, like, mm-hmm. where she needs to put her feet and her hands go here at this time, but it was, like, all the little extra things.
A little bit sharper, maybe.
A little sharper. She needed a little bit more bend in her, like, lower back, her lower spine, and just more hips. She needed to be, like, adding those punches and, like, really, like, hitting each downbeat. But I mean, I get it. Not everyone can do every style, you know?
And, when we get to ballroom a lot, people start going, meltdown, not a quick step.
Oh, my God, a quick step, the death.
The death of, like, every dancer. It's like, God, no. One thought I had, you know, had Emilio been on season 10, I mean, I really would have loved to have seen Emilio versus Fiction.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one thing I'm kind of like, oh, coulda, shoulda, woulda, you know?
Oh, yeah. Or just Emilio dancing with Amy or Jasmine would have been so... I mean, Emilio and Amy, I think, would have been an awesome pair, too.
Yeah. There's some really interesting pairings with 10. But that's okay. You know, I'm glad he's back. I'm glad he was able to do Step Up 5 and do this.
So happy that he came back this year. I was like, thank goodness. Because I remember, like, when we got the news of... like, somebody had gotten hurt. Like, it was kind of like a gossip thing. Like, everyone was like, somebody got whacked in the face or got an injury, so they can't be on it anymore. And I was like, that just would be awful to be, like, that close to your dream. And then...
And it's not your fault. You know, you didn't do it to yourself. Somebody else kicked you in the face.
Maybe next year. Yeah. But I was really happy to see that he's back.
That was a bad break, too. I didn't realize it was, like, 5 spots, the fracture, you know?
Surgery.
It's not like surgery. That's bad. Before we go on, I just want to remind everyone, Maria Menounos' book is out now. So pick it up. Great recipes. Ooh, look at that. An omelet. Sounds good. I'm hungry. I have dinner after. But, yeah, Every Girl's Guide to Diet and Fitness. Pick it up.
Yeah.
You guys know where to find it online and, of course, at your nearest bookstore. Let's move along. Oh, gosh, this one's a hard one. gosh, Nick and Jessica, Benji Schwimmer, season 2 winner, back.
How awesome.
Fun. Doing West Coast Swing. When I heard it was West Coast Swing, I was like, oh, no.
I mean, what else is Benji going to give you? You know, like, he brought that to, like, America's eyes, I feel like. I feel like people didn't really know what West Coast Swing was until Benji, like, comes out of smiling. Yeah. And, God, poor things. These two, what do you do? You know what I mean? Like, it's so fast. I mean, the West Coast Swing might as well be the Quick Step. Yep. Like, in the sense that it's just murder for dancers. Like, it's so fast. They look like they were almost doing it in slow motion on TV because you could just tell they were so fatigued physically.
It was labored, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Jessica dislocated her shoulder. So let's add that to the mix.
I can't believe they caught that on video. I was
She goes, oh, my shoulder.
Pop neck.
We watched it. That was the worst part. Was
hangnail.
You see it. You see her shoulder do it. And then I was literally cringing the whole time watching this dance because of that, because I'm sitting there going, oh my God, if they're going full out, he's going to rip her shoulder out again. Like, because once you dislocate, what I think is she's dislocated her shoulder before.
I think so too.
Because she knows.
She could just like. Get back, get
she
it.
Knew what, you know, it felt like. It wasn't like she was like, my arm.
Right.
She's probably done it before, so she knows, like, oh, wait, time out. I dislocated my shoulder. Let me get down. Right. Let me fix it. Because once you dislocate it, it's, like, super easy to keep dislocating it.
Right.
And so that's why I was so nervous. I was like, it's going to happen again. Oh, God.
I think Aaron from last season was having similar
shoulder
problems.
Issues. Yeah.
He was worried he had to have surgery, so I'm glad. You know, this is early in the season, so I'm like, take care of yourself. Because, you know, especially once you hit the top 10, that's when everyone starts going down. Oh, my gosh.
And Misty's notes on this one were great. On Jessica's chin and her neck and her feet, I was like, whoa. What she said, what Misty said is, I remember she says, you need to really focus on your neck. Your chin was down so much. And she's like, you need to remember to be a lady and keep your chin up and show off your neck. And I was like,
Misty tells me to be a lady. Absolutely, I'll be a lady.
I was like, show off my neck because I'm a lady. Okay, Misty.
You're like, I'm all in.
Yeah.
Did you guys think maybe the song choice was also hard? I mean, because it was a lot of vocal stuff at the beginning, not a lot of music, and then it went into
and
music.
And it went so fast. Like, all of a sudden it was just like, oh, go, 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 go. But then the dancing, you know, it's not always, like, possible to keep up with that music, especially if it gets R-E-S-P-E-C-T. It was so fast. Was
so like, oh fast. And this was also a dance that Nigel at the end sort of called out Benji for saying, you know, he was kind of mean to you. This was really hard. And, you know, there is the choreographers. He's called out choreographers before. He called out Dimitri.
No, that was scary last season with Jenna's dance. When he called out Dimitri, that was like, whoa, okay.
Yeah. And I do think it's fair.
But he brought him back, so that's okay.
Yeah, no. And Nigel's great about that. I mean, he's respectful of dancers and choreographers. But I think he does make a point, because the choreography is showcased just as much as the contestants are. And I do think it's the choreographer's job to feature the dancers in the best light possible. We're going to get to another one of those. But, yeah, how do you make the dancers look really, really good, but still do a dance that they're challenged by.
Right. Yeah.
And so there's kind of a balance there. And I know that people want to show off, like, the most awesome choreography that you possibly can do. But maybe sometimes some of the steps, it's not the time nor the place.
Right.
I mean, did you ever feel, you don't even have to name the choreographer, but did you ever feel you were in a situation where you were like, I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed?
Yes. Absolutely. I don't, well, I guess I can just say, that week that me and Matthew had salsa. I think even Nigel was like, I don't know if it was the music or, like, what it was. But I remember me and Matthew sitting there and being like, I don't think we can do this. Like, this is going to be so bad. This could be, like, the worst dance that ever has been on the show ever.
Oh,
like,
no.
It was that bad. Like, we were, like, just took it all. And, like, it felt like we were just holding it. Like, what do we do with this? Like,
it was, that's tough.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's, like, what you want for, like, from a choreographer, especially. I just did, like, this So You Think submission pieces. Like, a bunch of choreographers come in and Jeff watches them and, like, gets to say, you know, for all the new people that are trying to be on the show. And there were a bunch of questions, and, like, what dancers expect from the choreographers is, like, you to, like, challenge them but also make them, you know, appear good to America. Because this is, like, your dream is to stay on the show and to compete and, like, do well. And it needs to be challenging, but it also needs to be possible.
Can you talk more about that choreographer submission. So it's choreographers who haven't been on the show ever before.
Right. Yeah. It's every, like,
and they choreograph you guys.
Yeah.
And you
well,
show
it just
the producers.
Kind of depends because, you know, they'll ask different people to, like, be a part of, like, the submission piece. And it could be, like, 16 people or it could be a duet. You know, it just depends.
Oh, okay.
But the choreographers ask you to, like, be a part of it. I think I was in, like, 3 different ones this year.
Mm-hmm. Get it,
and,
girl!
but it's, like, my favorite part because you just get to work with new people. But, yeah, they... It's specific agencies come in at different times. So the producers sit in the front and, like, you know, if you're with MSA, like... All of their choreographers will be
or
on one
Clear Talent
day.
Group yeah. is another big one.
Mm-hmm. So they'll come on and they'll, like, you know, just kind of talk about their piece and, like, producers watch it. They, like, video it. And, you know, that's how a lot of people, I feel like, become choreographers on the show is from.
Yeah. Lindsay, I think that's how Lindsay got to do that.
Lindsay Nelko, yeah.
Yeah. Because she, it wasn't like she had been on the show, you know, because she wasn't a contestant
right.
previously, which is how some people do it. I would love to see Derek Huff do one. Wouldn't that be so cool?
Yeah.
That'd be great. I'm surprised
I
we haven't seen
hasn't.
It. I don't know.
Maybe because he's busy with tours and, you know, like,
yeah, this
he's
summer
always
it'll...
busy doing other things
yeah.
happening or when the show's going on. But it would be cool.
Yeah,
I love when they cross dance.
Yes, because we get Louis Van Amstel. Sharna, I know, helps out Jean-Marc.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Yep. Jean-Marc, yeah.
Yep. So, you never know. We'll see. Oh, and Chelsea Hightower, of course, is coming
and Dimitri.
As well. And Dimitri, yep. Lots of good people. All right, so Nick and Jessica, that was a hard one. I'm kind of glad we talked a little bit about the choreography. We'll talk again when we get to the Broadway piece because
yeah.
that was another big discussion. Yeah. you know, and it's funny because it's like I looked at that piece and I'm like, I loved it stylistically, the Broadway piece, and I was like,
oh my God, I wanted
end,
to be in it.
Yeah. But in the end, did it work? We'll see. Okay, Carly and Serge were next. Another Sonia Taya piece, contemporary. I thought this was great because I thought this was exactly what Serge needed. When you're mm-hmm. at the bottom, you need to, like, just come out blazing out there mm-hmm. and have a really good performance. And I want to say one thing about this. I was watching this, and I didn't see Serge, and I didn't see Carly. I just saw, like, one person. And then I thought, oh, my gosh, this is exactly what Sonia was trying to get at. So it was successfully executed. So I was like, that's great.
Yeah. I wrote... Can't every contemporary number just be about love? and then when they said the song, I was like, yes, there's so many songs on the radio, like, this whole year leading up to this mm-hmm. season that I'm like, I really, really hope they do this song on So You Think You Can Dance. And this is one of them. And All of Me Last Week was one of them. And so, yeah, it was, I mean, it was like everything you want a song, a dance to that song to be. I thought they did such a good job, and I love Serge. I mean, he's just, I forgot he was a ballroom dancer watching this.
Mm-hmm.
So that, like, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Get it, Serge.
Yeah, this was probably my favorite piece
really?
Of the night. I think so.
The whole night? Wow.
Well, it was just made me very emotional.
Yeah.
And I just love Sonia's stuff. It's just, she never fails, like, to bring something good, you
mm-hmm.
know? It's like, well, Travis doesn't either, usually, but I just, I'm always impressed by what Sonia brings. And the fact that she had that really hard jazz number at the beginning and then she has this after, I'm just like...
What can't she do?
Yeah, she's...
And she
she's
didn't good. Get nominated for an Emmy, which we were shocked when
yeah.
we were talking. I was like, and you're, I was like, I'm forgetting one person.
And
you're like, Sonia? I'm like, no.
I wasn't surprised. Last season, I feel like all her dances were very similar. They were all very mm-hmm. jazz, like, harsh. All the movements felt, like, very
yeah.
harsh. They always seemed to be, like, running in the beginning like that. You know, I wasn't surprised mm-hmm. about last season's dances. I feel like her style has already evolved from last season. And
yeah.
I feel like we saw that in the first number last week. So I feel like this year she's going to be trying new things.
Well, what I love about Sonia, whatever she's going through in her personal life does come through in her dance.
It does.
And so it is always interesting because, you know, when she's in love, it's one thing. When she's angry, it's another thing. But that's the beauty of her as an artist,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why she has killer routines because she's constantly evolving, constantly doing something else. And I think it's why I like Derek Huff also as a choreographer. It's,
yeah.
it's always different.
Mm-hmm.
And Sonia choreographs so much on the show. She's got to do the most. I really think she does.
She's
Nappy
there
Tabs
every
gets
single
in
week.
There too.
I feel
almost
like
every
always
single week.
One.
Always two dance, like two at least two dances a week. That's so much.
A lot.
Nappy mm-hmm. Tabs does do a lot. I mean, we're not seeing them a lot this season yet
because they're on with J-Lo.
Yeah, but like they and Nappy Tabs used to do, I think, in seasons past, tons and tons of dances, but. Now it's feeling like Sonia. I mean, Mandy Moore, too.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't there last night, but Man.
We haven't seen Stacey Chookie.
Oh, yeah.
This week.
Stacey.
Yep. Yeah. So a lot of people just to, you know, a lot of the regulars. We won't see Mia Michaels this season. She's working on the East Coast.
That's...
I was wondering that, actually.
That's number 10 on our BuzzFeed list. Miss Mia Michaels with every fiber of your being. Number 11, and Wade Robson, too. Fact.
Fact. There you go.
Wade Robson, for sure.
For
I
sure.
I got to work with him.
Oh, I loved so many dances of his.
Well, he's so iconic.
I mean, just like,
oh, the bunny ones.
Oh my god,
were my favorite. The creepy bunny ones.
So good. But yeah, Mia Michaels is working on Finding Neverland, which is they're doing on the East Coast, and then they're going to be taking it to Broadway. So, and Melanie Moore's in it playing Peter Pan.
What? I didn't know that.
So crazy.
That's perfect.
Yeah, isn't that perfect?
That's awesome.
Yes.
Dang, girl.
Someone was like, can we get Melanie Moore on the show? I'm like, she is nowhere near L.A.
Peter Pan. Can she sing then?
Finding Neverland. It's based off the Johnny Depp movie, so it's about the J.M. Barry story.
Oh.
But so she's playing. She doesn't have to do all the singing. Like,
singing.
Who did? Sandy Duncan.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Kathy Rigby, all that. She doesn't have to do that kind of stuff. So a little different version of Peter Pan.
Got it.
All right. So I think everyone agreed. We were all really happy with the Sonia Taya piece. Before we move into Emily and Teddy, our next hip-hop piece, we do want to remind all of you guys, if you're downloading on iTunes, if you get a chance, leave us a comment or rate us 5 stars. We'd sure appreciate it. I know a lot of you are watching on YouTube as well. Yes, you can put the 5 stars.
I was like, I want to do it.
Do it. It's become a thing.
This is the only version of, like, you know how you guys get to be like, call dial number two.
We're always
this is our version.
5 stars.
1, 2.
On Dancing with the Stars, on our AfterBuzz podcast, people started doing screen caps. So we'd be like, 5 stars. Gotta make the weirdest face.
Right.
But we sure appreciate it. And be sure to tell a friend. I think a lot of word of mouth on our show has been great. So spread the word on Twitter and Instagram. We
and
sure
leave
appreciate
your comments.
It.
We read them and we'll comment
back.
Yes,
we will. I didn't last week because I went on a little internet hiatus, but I will this week. So,
well, we have 4th of July. We have vacation.
Yes, I put my phone down for a few days. It was good. I needed it.
I didn't
it.
Want mine Always to fall good. In the pool.
That's a good excuse.
I saw many phones in pools this weekend.
Oh, not good.
Terrible.
It's too expensive to buy a new iPhone.
It's a nightmare.
Yes.
I live on Twitter.
I do too. Emily and Teddy next with the Dave Scott hip hop piece. This was kind of fun. I mean, I thought that Teddy was going to like outshine Emily in this. And I actually found myself watching Emily quite a bit.
I was watching her because she was bad. But that's
did you think she was really bad?
I did not like it. I thought Teddy for this one won me over. He was so overshadowed last week with Emilio. Mm-hmm. I felt bad for him. I didn't really watch him much last week. This week I was like, oh my god, Teddy's so good. And I don't know if it was the pants, honestly, might have been what was distracting me with all her moves. But I didn't love it. I felt like every time she turned her back to the audience, she lost everything. And then, like, she would turn around and then it would come back in her body again. I don't know. She just wasn't doing it for me. I really didn't like it. The dance seemed so hard, though. What they were doing was really tough. And for her, who's not a hip-hop dancer, mm-hmm. to, like, be down like that and then up so quickly and then back down, it was difficult. I mean, it was a tough number. And Nigel even said, like, he was like, even if you've done, you know, a Dave Scott number before, he's going to make every number totally different. So that's just saying, like, that was a hard number. And I don't blame her for not doing great, but I did not enjoy watching her dance.
Interesting. What do you think, Audrey?
She's not one of my faves.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't love it. I thought, like, I applaud them for, you know, hip-hop. It's not
it's
the best thing to do, for me at least. But I didn't love it. It kind of left me with, like, a weird taste in my mouth, almost. You know, I was like, it was okay, and, like, you know.
It seems like, I don't know if you guys remember when, like, celebrities would open, like, the VMAs or something, and they would try and do, like, a dance number, and, like, you were like, well, you're not horrible, but you're like, you're not Britney Spears. You're like, I'm sorry, you're just not getting it.
Well, that's
what it felt like to me.
I thought the good note, and I'm not sure if it was Misty that gave this note or Nigel, and maybe you guys can correct me who it was, they were saying, you know, make contact with your partner. I think it's Nigel now that I'm saying it. And before you worry about the audience. Mm-hmm. I thought that was actually a great note for Emily. Because I was like, oh, yeah, like the connection more, I think maybe would have made them feel
A little bit
more together. And maybe we would have felt connected more to this dance.
Yeah, that might have been a lot of it with her, too, is that she was losing it because she wasn't connecting with Teddy. But maybe she was just trying to remember all the steps. There were a lot of different things going on.
Yeah, she looked strong in it. Like, she was, like, strong. But,
very strong.
But I didn't, I mean, I felt like their dynamics were really different as far. And that could have been the connection thing. Yeah. But, like, I don't know. Something was just off about it.
This is a partnership that I'm like, I'm not sure how it's going to turn out. Yeah. And it's one you kind of have to watch. Because when you're given a partner, like, it's a crapshoot. It could be magic and you could be fiction and Amy and you go all the way through and you win in the end. Or it could be one of those that you're like, I didn't have a great partner and it affected the voting. And
that
affected
might be Teddy because we didn't know his story and he was great last week. He's so cute. He's
adorable.
But yeah, that might be what happens to him.
And it's so hard. We're not really getting to know a lot of the dancers. Like, we got 8 seconds. Here we go.
10 seconds this week. What?
It's like nothing.
Those questions. Some of them I was like, oh, that's not even a question.
Yeah, what was it?
The math one was great with Jordan.
Oh, my God. I can't believe she actually knew it.
I know.
Smart. I was like, whoa.
Ballet dancers are smart.
Yeah.
They are.
3.1459.
I was like, where did it? It came out of nowhere. I was like, that was awesome.
And you could tell his eyes were like, whoa. I was like,
whoa. Okay. We go on to another one. We're going to be talking a lot about choreography. Milena and Stanley. With Spencer Lift doing a Broadway piece, and I gotta tell you, I'm gonna just say this right out. I'm a huge Spencer Lift fan. He's been a huge friend to this show. And congratulations for being the choreographer for Hedwig and the Angry Inch and getting a Tony. The show got a Tony, but he's a part of that. So, I saw the show. It's incredible. And I loved what he was going for because I love the 60s beatnik, highly stylized, Milena looked to die for with gorgeous. That bun and that gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
I wanted to be her.
I'm not sure. This was a partnership that I looked at and I'm like, I don't think they fit at all.
Didn't Misty say it looked like they were in two different dances?
Yeah.
Two different dances, two different styles. Like, there was no connection.
I loved her, though. I thought she killed it. She fit in the style. I did actually, I mean, I love Spencer Lift, and I love the idea of, like, dancing around the court and flipping it. I mean, everything they were doing was amazing.
Did you want them to put down the phone at some point and bust a move?
Yeah, I wanted them to dance together a little bit more. It kind of felt like they were focused on the phones a lot, and I get that. That was the choreography, but it was just so, like, okay, I'm going to be on this phone, you be on that phone, and then we kind of intertwine sometimes, but we're actually not really dancing.
I would have liked maybe if it was the same sex, if it was two girls doing it, and maybe they were, like, fighting over a guy was the story, and that way they wouldn't have to dance together. I think when it's a guy and a girl, you always kind of want them to. I just wasn't watching Stanley. And it didn't bother me. I like it so stylized that they didn't need to break out, do a number together, then go back. Like, I thought it was fine, but I totally get why people would be like, drop the phones, get together, do a dance. But I did enjoy, I really did like, I liked it. I felt really bad for Spencer because they chewed it apart.
They did.
I think there were a couple things going on. I mean, and you do see it, again, this amazing extension on Stanley, similar to Ricky. It is hard when he's then giving Marlena heavy extension work.
And she can't.
So do you, as a choreographer, do you have to take a step back and take a step back outside of your own work and go, I might need to amend this? Yes. Mm-hmm. And for this show, yes, probably. If he was choreographing this for a Broadway show, you
tell her to get it.
Get it. Know? Like, get the leg up, get this, but they're competing right now.
They have such a short amount of time, too, to, like, get it, that it's not really realistic to ask, you know, okay, keep your leg up here by your ear if you can't, you know, do the split.
Right. So, how do you do that? And I felt at one point, like, Stanley was just, like, leaping and leaping, and there was, like, over 180 splits, and then it looked like Milena on the other side was kind of walking. She almost looked like she was marking through it. And I think it was just, I mean, I think he was looking at it as a choreographer. This is what I'm thinking in my head, that, like, the juxtaposition of, like, jumping, leaping versus, like, more quiet things happening over here, but it almost looked like she was looking lazy. And I think that that's kind of what the judges then started calling her out on, wasn't fair.
I mean, it was interesting because they were mad at Spencer for giving her kicks, but then because they were like, because you're not flexible. Like, is, like, how they would say it. They're like, you're not the most flexible dancer.
No, they said that so many times. And you're like, okay, we get it.
She gets it. We all get it.
Yeah, I just, you feel bad for her, but I mean, I love, I don't know. I think Spencer also might be in a point in his career where he is wanting to be very artsy, you mm-hmm. know, really like, he's like, look, I can do it. I, you know, I have these ideas, and like, what a cool idea. And so many different tricks that he did with the body and a cord. Like, that was awesome. That's, so it's one of those things that it's like, he has a national stage where people are watching his work. You get why he's going to be like, I have this amazing idea. I want to do it. Get your leg up there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I know. So it's almost like, I don't know. It's like he might have needed to amend some stuff, and maybe Marlena needed to step it up a little bit more.
I mean, they say, I mean, it's true because, well, they see more than we've seen too. So I'm thinking maybe like, especially Pasadena week and everything, maybe she did rely a little bit more on like her looks, like they said, and like the sexuality to get her by, like to get by on all that, like on the groups and everything. But I don't know. I don't know if they really should have called her out on that last night.
Then why put her through to the top 20? Right. If you're like, if you're just a pretty face that can sort of dance, like that doesn't make any sense.
Because I thought she was great last week.
She was great with Marquette. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed their samba last week. I thought it was fantastic. They did some great samba rolls.
Yeah. I don't know. That was, I thought that was mean. That was like mean.
It was mean and it was uncalled for.
If that's what they were thinking, that's not what she's necessarily thinking. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, I'm really pretty. They're going to keep putting me through. Like, I don't think anybody thinks that, you know? And so it's sort of like, for her, she's probably like, wait, am I not good enough to be in the top 20? Like, am I just pretty for TV? You know, like,
I'd be a little insulted. I have to be honest. And I feel like she probably feels a little beat up today. I was looking at her Twitter feed just because Nick posted a really sweet message and, you know, a thank you to the fans and his family and all that other good stuff. And, you know, she had retweeted a couple things that people were like, I'm sorry you're gone. We loved you, blah, blah, blah. But she didn't say anything. And I think she's probably feeling a little hurt. And I was like, my feelings are hurt for you because that's tough.
Well, also, I feel like, especially on the show, like the judges try to kind of like, I think almost prepare you for who's going to be sent home in a way, because she did get sent home. So I feel like maybe they were just like, you know, we got to kind of let America see what we're seeing,
or get like, America on the judges' side
on their side. That so they're not sense. America's not as upset when somebody goes home. That might be like really good.
No, I think you're totally right with that. I do. But
I feel like they went a little overboard.
Nigel did a lot this week. I feel like he was a little overboard.
Sometimes we get a little cranky. All right. We're going to go on to Marquette and Jordan. Sean Cheeseman, jazz piece. And I was like, the So You Think You Can Dance table is back.
Yep. And I was like, Brittany. Brittany song.
Gotta work. Work, bitch.
I wish they were just having Brittany week again. Brittany.
What did you think about this?
I loved the number. I loved the choreography. I wish two other dancers were doing it because I wanted to see someone better.
Just like that.
Well, there you go. Chloe tells it like it is.
I just felt like Jordan wasn't in character very much. And she wasn't telling the story well for me. And there's such a story to be told. And it was a hard dance, though. I mean, Sean had them doing, a ton of isolation stuff with their arms, as well as, a ton of choreography in front of the desk. But it was just, I was like, I just want to see people really good at jazz do it.
I think it was hard. Marquette had to do some killer lifts. He spent the first half of the dance just lifting and flipping Jordan and everything. And then I was like, I just want him to dance now, please. Mm-hmm. And he finally did sort of break out and dance. But I got a little frustrated about halfway through the dance. What did you think of it, Audrey?
I thought it was a little out of control.
Yeah.
It was a little bit, you know, it was a lot of okay, now we're going to go back behind the table and then we're going to come back out and dance and then we're going to go back on the table and let me lift you, let me do this. It was just a little bit
frantic.
Yeah, it was frantic for sure.
I wonder if they felt the way you guys felt with the salsa, they probably were holding this and oh my God, how are we going
to
do
have,
all
and
this?
And the thing is I can't even imagine starting to try to clean it and get things really, really good because it was one move after the other. Mm-hmm. It was it was just a lot.
And that's why I felt like Marquette was flip, leg. Over here. Yeah. I just was I can't even keep up with all of this. I do think it was a better week for Jordan, though. So
definitely better than last week for her.
Because I did think she was going to be the female going home. But, you know, it's one of those things. It was technique-wise, that was such a hard dance ballet piece last week. And she did have some form and falling off her toes. But
But I think they might be in danger next week.
They maybe. Maybe. Might be a good call. Brooklyn and Casey doing the Argentine tango, or the Argentine tango, as they would like to say, by Miriam and Leonardo.
I love the Argentine tango. I was so happy, and I love them. And
Her dress, I loved her dress.
Killer, yeah. Right?
Can I have it?
Just like, a great number. So cute. And it was one of the ones where you're like, I want to dance this one. Anytime a number is like where you're like, still sit in your couch. Don't stand up and try and learn it right now. It's like when you're like, this is a good number. That's a good number.
And they were very connected, which I thought was great. And, you know, Brooklyn was another one that I think she needed a week to sort of break out. And this was really good. Casey at the bottom, like, I was a little surprised that he was at the bottom three of the men. But I don't know if he just kind of got lost in the contemporary dancers.
I think so, because with his hair different this week, he actually stood out more to me. Because I don't know, with his hair spiky, I don't know if I just wasn't paying attention, but with his hair combed over, and who said it was that?
It was Misty.
Called him like
Ken doll.
Yeah, she was like,
a Latino.
Yeah,
Ken.
You're the Latino Ken, and he totally is. I love his hair slicked down like that. I think he should wear it like that.
Mm,
yeah.
Maybe he will. We'll see.
He looked so much older and more mature.
He did. He had a little frame form issues, but I'm like, you know, he's not a ballroom dancer. Yeah. You have to kind of forgive some of that. But I think the two of them really attacked it.
Yeah.
And they needed that attack for sure.
And they got into character, I felt like, and really felt it. And I'm glad the judges brought up, you know, how hard it is to be so controlled in a tango and to make it, you know, really, like, have all that anticipation building under a tango. And I thought they did a great job with that.
Yeah, and it is. It's always, I mean, they're at the end of the night, too, so it's always good to kind of, like, leave the fans at home going, oh, that was really good. I'm going to add some votes there.
Yeah.
Since you got 20, right?
Right.
20 votes.
Only 20.
Only 20. And then we move on to, this was one of my favorite pieces of the night, just because it was, like, different.
And they both were really good.
They were great. Well, this is the thing, too. They're like, Jackie and Zach. I'm like, a ballet dancer and a tapper doing some African jazz from Sean Cheeseman.
Just the everything.
Unitards and go. And I was like, what? So much fun. I watched it again today because I was like, I want to see this again. And I want to see that crazy neck lift that he did.
It was really cool.
Whoa, that neck lift was crazy.
I know. I was thinking, ow. Ow.
Yeah. But I don't know. Maybe Sean has like a trick, you know, where they like sit back on. Like, I don't know. Because that was really cool. But Zach, I thought, was the better of the two in this.
I like him.
Which I was like, get it, you tapper. Yes.
You know, I'm sorry, just a little
weird
fact. Whenever we were at Vegas Week, my season, I was his partner for Contemporary Round.
What?
Yeah, he auditioned that. I was him and Keon. I had both of them as partners.
That's like, great.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so I, like, kind of know him, and I'm like, oh, I'm so happy he finally made it.
I think he's going to make it far. I'm
definitely rooting for him.
I think he'll be top 10 for sure. Yeah. There's a few people you can kind of just start to see, like, who are going to make it through to the top 10. Just very quickly, Chloe Arnold and Syncopated Ladies, did anyone think that the tap sounds were off, that they had recorded the tap sounds?
Yes.
Didn't they?
I
thought that too.
They were. I didn't think they were off, but I did think they were loud. So maybe, I mean, they usually pre-record. Sometimes they pre-record the bigger dances or like when they have guests on. So they might have pre-recorded and it might have just been weird. But
it's because it looks like this. Taps.
Oh,
yeah, on my TV.
That's what I thought too.
And I was like,
I'll have to rewatch it.
And then I was like, well, maybe it's just the camera angles. But now that you saw it too,
okay,
maybe it's not just me.
I'm not the only one.
Weird. Yeah, this was my number 39 on our BuzzFeed list. This is when I cried.
I love it.
When Chloe Arnold and them came out to Flawless.
She's a big fan, the Syncopated Ladies.
I was like, yes, Beyonce. Because Chloe Arnold is Beyonce in my book.
I love that.
She's amazing. And they were fabulous. Holy moly. That was a great dance.
And the only all-female crew we're going to see this season, so.
Yeah, I wish they would have been able to talk to them. You know, I wanted to hear them, like, chit-chat with the judges.
Or maybe they should do something on the website or something like
that. Yeah, something. I want to see, you know, like, you brought them on. Like, give us more of them. Like, don't just, like, let them dance and then bye.
Right.
Exactly. We do have to wrap up. But two things I want to do. First of all, Audrey, what are you up to? Where can we see you? What's going on?
Well, right now I'm doing a lot of teaching and traveling. Like you said, especially during the summertime, it's when all the conventions and nationals come out. And so I get to, like, you know, inspire all these kids and, like, be a part of, like, you know, teaching them something. And it's really...
Are you a part of any ones that kids can, like, look up and go to and...
Like, well, Adrenaline Dance Convention, I'm about to leave for that on Sunday, and it's in Las Vegas. It's nationals.
Oh, fun.
And so I get to, like, teach, like, the week or whatever. I teach, like, the younger kids, which is, like, they're so cute. 5 to 7-year-olds, you know.
Oh, like, my God, amazing.
I'm so excited. But there's that. And then, you know, just teaching. I'm teaching at a little convention here coming up in September. It's called the One Dance Intensive. And it's back in Oklahoma where I'm from, so I get to go back and, like, see everyone, and it'll be really fun. And then, I mean, that's mainly all I have going on right now. I'm moving into a new apartment, so
that takes up, like,
consuming a lot.
Oh, yeah, especially in Los Angeles. It is a project. Oh, we all understand that.
I don't wish that upon anyone.
This is the worst part. We got to do predictions. Who do you think's going home next week?
Okay.
One male, one female.
And now... You're
after
Chloe. Okay. I need a list.
I know. Let's see. Okay. I think Bridget will be the girl.
Ooh.
And I think the boy will be... Oh, the boys are really good.
Boys are really hard this year. Really hard to predict.
I think maybe Bridget or Emily, maybe.
I like Marquette, but I think he might be it. Oh, Emily, yeah.
I think Emily might.
I think so, too.
I'm thinking Jessica's going to wind up in the bottom three, though, too, with that West Coast swing.
It could be like a shocker.
It could be a shocker. And I don't know. Teddy might be in the bottom down there, too, just getting lost in the shuffle. I don't want him to.
Casey might again. Wasn't he in the bottom this year?
Casey was in the bottom. He's another one. Oh, too many. This is so hard. I love everyone so much.
We're not even in top 10 yet, and it's hard.
I know. That means it's a good season and a good cast. All right. Well, Audrey, thank you so much for coming back and joining us. We love having you. Come anytime. Tell us where everyone can find you.
What do you mean?
Twitter, Instagram.
Dance on Audrey on Twitter and Audrey Case on Instagram.
Chloe.
Awesome. And you guys can find me at Chloe West X on Twitter and Instagram.
I'm at Kristen Burt on Twitter and The Kristen Burt on Facebook and Instagram. I have a dance scoop coming tomorrow, so follow me on Instagram for
breaking news.
That's right. Breaking news. It's Dancing with the Stars news. But next week, Lindsay Arnold with her mom, Mindy Arnold from Vibe Studios with the Vibe Tribe. I love it. See y'all next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.